Welcome back to the Press Box on a beautiful afternoon here in the great state of Kentucky. And I welcome back as my special guest, as always, Brett Calhoun. And Brett, big week for you in the barn. Mr. Money, getting ready to go in the West Virginia Derby on Saturday.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's exciting times. And hopefully we're still this excited after Saturday night.
Well, Brett, let's talk a little bit about Mr. Money, the way he has come around. And you know, I know that you've always been high on the Colt, and he had some issues over the winter. But the man, I'm telling you, the three wins in a row of being the Pat Day Mile on Derby Day, and then the Matt win, and then to go up and win the way he did in his last race, winning the Indiana Derby. Man, I'm telling you, he seems to be just on top of his game.
Yes, he really is. You know, I think the key is now he's always had talent, but he's really become a complete racehorse now. He's really learned how to race. He relaxes in his races. He's just doing everything right, just kind of a complete racehorse at this point in time.
You know, Brett, you know, he just seems to be that he knows that he's good. I mean, he just seems to know that he is better than the other horses in the race right now.
Well, that was kind of part of the plan, to keep him fresh, keep his confidence level up throughout the three-year-old campaign. There's a lot of money to be made with these three-year-olds, and you know, we kind of thought early on if we can kind of pick our spots, keep him fresh, keep him confident, that we could have a very successful three-year-old campaign. So far, it's worked well.
You know, the thing that I think is so impressive, Brett, is he seems to have that ability to go whenever the rider decides, Gabriel decides to push the button. He just seems to have that ability to turn it on. And, you know, he's got a certain amount of speed, obviously, but he really looks like he's learned how to use it whenever the jock asks him to go.
Well, I think that's the key, and I think that was the big step forward in the Matt win. That kind of showed a different wrinkle that night in my mind, that he had kind of mentally matured, learned to relax off of a somewhat moderate pace, and then relaxed very well for Gabe, and then just came home from there.
You know, you and Chester had a conversation on Sunday to make the decision to go where to go next, West Virginia Derby or other races or the Travers. Tell us a little bit about what went into that decision and how tough was the decision, and just the process you all went through to plot his next course.
Yes, not going to the Haskell was a difficult decision. We went back and forth with that, but I think this was even a tougher decision to make the decision to go to the West Virginia Derby instead of the Travers. We took a lot of factors in. We watched the Haskell. We watched the Jim Dandy. We had the speed figures on all the horses, including ours, and kind of checked, looked at the shipping arrangements for all the places and the competition, and evaluate our horse. And we felt like he fit with the upper echelon. So it was very, very tempting to go to the Traverse, obviously $1.2 million and a grade one. That's a strong race on all sides of stallion making career and purse money and everything. Wow. I think at the end of the day, it was very difficult for us to make this decision. But at the end of the day, the jump from a mile 16th to a mile and a quarter was kind of the difference maker for us at this point in time.
Right.
We decided to take the low road again a little bit and stay at the mile and eighth. The West Virginia Derby's a $500,000 race. It's a big purse, a nice race, and hopefully we can go over there and get that done. And then hopefully we'll look down the road to meet up with some of these top three-year-olds and maybe the Pennsylvania Derby.
You know, Brett, a lot has been made, kind of where to go and what to do. But it's a long season, and especially when you start, you ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, then you went to Fairgrounds and you had a couple races down in Louisiana. It's a long year, and I guess it gets a little tempting maybe to go ahead and squeeze that lemon a little bit. But I think, you know, it's a credit to you and Chester to plot the course and take your time and give the Mr. Money the kind of time that he needs in between races, but also, as you mentioned, to kind of stretch him out, because the Pat Day Mile obviously is a mile race, and then you went a mile and a 16th, and now in a mile and an eighth. And I think you have to plot, you know, your strategy based on a number of factors, I guess, is what I'm getting around to say.
Well, and Chester's been a big part of that. I have to commend him for being patient. You know, a lot of owners want to get a little anxious and take a shot at the top end, and I get that. But we had this plan laid out earlier in the year. We've been tempted to get off track here and there. We've stayed the course. It's rewarded us. Hopefully it'll continue to reward us to the end of the year.
You know, Brent, I wanted to ask you, you've always been high on Mr. Money, and what, you know, from early on, and what were the characteristics or credentials that you saw in him early on that gave you some optimism that he could be a special kind of horse in your barn?
Well, he showed us quite a bit of talent last fall, for one thing, and then he continued to get better. He was on the improve. That was another key. And he's a great-minded horse, and he's been very sound. So, you know, it's hard to get all those characteristics, you know, great mind, soundness, talent, and continuing to move forward and developing. And I think he had all those characteristics, and I think that over time that is all come together and shown up.
Some of the old guys, Herb Stevens was an old friend of mine many, many years. He said it was like catching lightning in a bottle. In many ways, it really is.
It really is. You know, it's so difficult to get a good one and then to keep them good.
Right.
You know, it really is. So there's a lot of good three-year-olds out there this year, it seems like. I look forward to the West Virginia Derby. I look forward to being a fan and watching the Travers, some awfully nice horses in there, and looking forward to a campaign throughout this three-year-old year, and hopefully meeting up with some of them and seeing who's the best.
You know, like I said, it's a long year, and you've got plenty of chances down the road, and I think, you know, that you've certainly have got a maturing horse that certainly appears to have the talent to match up not only with the best three-year-olds, but maybe, just maybe, some of the best older horses down the road as well. Before I let you go, Brett, you know, you got another good horse in your barn by my standards, and, you know, but and I know you kind of hate to rate, but of all the horses you've trained through the years and all the races you've won, which are into the many thousands, where does Mr. Money at this point rate with the horses that you've had?
Well, you got to rate him up there pretty high. Obviously, I've been fortunate to win a couple of Breeders' Cups, so
yes, sir.
We haven't quite accomplished that yet. But as far as being a top three-year-old, you know, he's definitely one, if not the best three-year-old I've had. I think him and By My Standards both rate way up there in the three-year-old division. We've never had top-end three-year-olds that were, you know, Derby-type horses. So they both have to rate up there pretty high.
By My Standards, before I let you go, By My Standards doing okay?
He's doing very good. They sent me a picture of him from the farm yesterday. Looks like he's enjoying his vacation, put on some weight. And we haven't quite decided the path for him yet, but he's either going to get 60 or 90 days off. We're not in any big rush. We're not going to be able to run him through the end of the year. We know that. So
right.
We might just give him an extra 30 days because we know we're going to be pointing to next year anyway.
Yes, sir. Brett, as always, appreciate your time. You're one of the most affable, and thank goodness for people like you in our industry. Always make time, and, you know, it's not only the horses, but those that take care of them that make this game such a great sport, and really appreciate your time as always, Brett.
I appreciate it. Enjoy coming on.
Well, let's go win one at the West Virginia Derby, and we'll celebrate another victory on Saturday night. How about that?
That would be great.
Thanks, Brett. Thank you very much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.